Hello, welcome to Glitch and Glamour. It's your host, Model Angela. And that's it.
Can you hear me?
Or not. Oh, yeah.
Oh, because, like, it's the second time it won't let me press 1 to be added in and just say listen. But anyway, hey, y'all. This is Houston. How y'all doing?
Right? Did you just talk? Damn.
My bad.
Rude.
Hi. Oh, boo-boo.
Yeah, but you, I don't think you have to press 1, genius.
But it says,
yeah,
like, just listen.
Yeah, because I memorized y'all numbers by now, so I know which one is y'all when y'all call me.
Yeah, she just slow.
See, now I know.
I was waiting for the key for the sun to end the point I wanted to do before I open y'all line.
Yeah, I didn't know we had a new song. Woo-woo.
Yeah, you know, I switched it up. You know, y'all been working on Winter Shine All Summer. So I figured that'd be the better route to go.
Okay, so y'all, I'm going to be able to do the show more because I'm going to have a new job soon. Whoop, there we go. And I'm going to be working during the show hours and shit. But anyhow, what is our topic today? I don't even know what the topic is. I'm ranting.
Today's topic is relationships. What should be public and what should be private?
Mm. Your whole relationship should be private.
A lot of people on social media just don't know.
They turned up. Like, they putting everything. The girls that push dudes every week. It's like, girl, damn. How many things going on you? Second thing, if you got a bunch of kids, you got not a bunch of kids, but you have kids, and you switching men every week. Facebook is, this my best friend and my baby I love him. Next day, I'm who's single? Me. Like,
ain't nobody got time for that.
Thank you.
Right.
That was so perfect, Sydney. Thank you. Because they be doing the most. .com.
Oh, my God.
So, as far as relationships, that's really good because all of this media drama has a lot of relationship issues. So, that's a good topic. We're going to have a lot to talk about, hopefully.
Yes, 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 and yes.
But before we get into our topic, of course, we're going to talk about celebrity gossip, but they talk too much, too much. It's always too much.
What do we even start? Before we even get into the reality TV relationship gossip, let's talk about the ones that aren't reality TV, the more just our regular celebrities, like LaToya. Right slash, what's her name, Carter, whatever. No, LaToya. Toya, not LaToya. But anyway, did y'all know that she has a book about how to lose a husband?
She what?
She has a book, I don't know if it's coming out or she already just wrote it, called How to Lose a Husband.
Really?
Yeah. But first of all, I like that city because what is your promotion? Why did I only see this? Because I've seen a picture on your Instagram. So, third of all, I thought you loved your husband. You want to work it out. Why is you writing a book about that?
Yeah,
I'm confused.
I'm totally confused. That's why I'm like so shocked when you said, like, really? Like, really?
Because I don't even know
if
they divorced
like,
yet. Because after her, they were putting up.
Maybe she like saying like what she did wrong and how her husband left their relationship. I don't know. That should be interesting. I think I might want to read that one.
Because I want to know, because I thought you would be broken up about it, so why you write a book about it? Like, I don't know. I'm confused. I'm sorry.
I know.
Me
too.
But we will find that book and read it whenever it does come out. Don't she have another book? But,
English.
I think she does.
I don't know about her.
Tammy Roman. We need a big congratulations, some kind of something you got, Sadie J, because she's pregnant. She's trying to keep her man.
Who's pregnant?
Tammy Roman. Remember, she was saying
she
don't want no more kids. She done this shit. See?
Why?
Huh?
I don't never agree with people getting re-pregnant. If you have one, that's far more than enough.
Girl, she got 2, and they 20 and 18. I wouldn't want no more shit. But she loved
no
her dude.
Over.
Yeah, I don't think I would start it over neither. I probably would have, I mean, I might have a bunch of them, But they're not going to be 10 and 20 years apart. Like, I'm just, no, baby.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
When you get away from them crying babies and wet diapers, just run. But, so, what other celebrities? Okay, so.
Kanye and Kim are supposedly having a boy.
Didn't they have a name that they came up with, and it wasn't North or East or whatever, South
they
West, whatever?
I don't think they revealed a name at all. I think everybody's kind of, like, predicting a name for the baby, because I know that I think it's somebody, Scott. I don't remember. But somebody who writes a blog, they were, like, guessing names that the baby might be named.
Mm. Am I the only one that's not really – like, oh, my gosh, Kim and K doing it. Kim and K, Kanye and Kim doing this. And I don't really care about what they're doing. Like, everybody will be caring.
Yeah. I don't really care, but they do have a cute daughter. Like, when I scroll across my timeline, I see, I'm like, oh, she's so cute. And then I just continue with my life. I don't really dedicate my life.
Yeah. I'm not going to click. Like, if I was on, you know, Facebook, when you scroll through, and it has, like, a link that they share about such and such doing this and third.
Yeah.
I don't click on Kim and Kanye.
You know what? And Cedi actually posted about it today. Beyonce is supposed to be one of these new superheroes or whatever. I'm sorry. Who? I like Beyonce. She is a wonderful artist. But her acting to me is just not something I actually care for. I'm sorry. I don't see her being a superhero at all. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see the superhero, but I think she did do a little better in the I know Dreamgirls was okay. Carmen was horrible. But the last one that she did with Idris Elba, fine, beautiful man. Oof. The one she did with him playing his wife.
Yeah,
she did pretty good in that one.
But it still, for whatever reason, it still feels fake to me. Like,
Chase. Hey. I'm so sorry, y'all, but my friend from college is on, he's one of Sia's friends on Sisterhood of Hip Hop. I'm sorry, I have to blurt that out.
Aw. Who even watches that?
Girl, I just didn't have nothing on TV to watch, so I flipped it until I found something and said, forget it, I'll watch it, whatever. You know? But you know what, actually, their music, I think we talked about it last time, their music is pretty good. I don't know why they're not really mainstream, but they have some real good music. Sorry, kind of like she ate a rock, but I'm just saying. Because she has these chipped teeth in the front, not to talk about her or whatever, you know, but she has some pretty-ass hair. But anyway, but it just looks like it. I'm just like, okay. Anywho. But anyway, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Beyonce, I don't know about that, boo. But, I mean, hey, Jay-Z came from the hood to the mansion. To the mansion. So, I mean, do you, boo? Okay. He is every hood nigga's dream. Like, he's every hood nigga's hero. He's a hero. He's every hood nigga hero. Like, I'm going to be like him one day, looking at ass niggas. Like, for real. You come a clanging on the corner to having drivers picking you up, taking you where you're going. You got bodyguards, cameras flashing. That's a good life. You really came up, Jay-Z. We need applause for that nigga. But anyway.
Okay, so.
No,
that's not going to happen on time. You
need to
tell CBS time
to CBS. No, we're not getting applause for that because too many fake carbon copies out here.
You said it's too many fake who copies?
Carbon copies.
I said fake carbon copies.
What was I going to say?
I watched Love and Hip Hop, finally.
Yeah.
You know what? I have to say this. They have really actually let me down, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, because they made it seem like from that little preview clip that this season was going to go down, okay? It ain't went down yet. Like, it ain't been as good as that motherfucking clip. Like,
yeah,
it has not been. That clip, they made people watch, okay? But that's not what this is. And, like, I was really pissed off at Mimi with her, I'm finally telling my truth and I'm freeing myself and blah, blah. Bitch, shut up. Did nobody believe that shit but you?
Okay.
Nobody. Okay. Who the fuck's doing your broke-ass luggage?
But then my thing with her, How you gonna talk about well, Stevie, I was scared of what you was gonna say. Girl, for you, Stevie exploited Eve with a sex tape. Like, he can't talk about nobody. Girl, you knew he was gonna be okay with that shit. Shut up.
Like, in real life, like, and then,
so
like, it kills me that I think I really dislike Mimi, not just because she's stupid as fuck, but also because she just do too much. Like, when she's talking to Arian and stuff, and she always feel like she got to yell immediately.
No.
Like, damn.
Am I the only person
that
feels like, wait, no, back up. The arguing. They were very close. Am I the only person that feel like they might have a secret relationship going on?
They probably was goofing before. I think
because
so.
Why y'all want, girl, me, we ain't never gotten to it, but we did. I'll be like, Angela, girl, back to the start to stop the argument. Can you back up?
Yeah, you're not going to get that close to me, and I'm not about to hit you. Like, that's another thing. I don't understand how they be in such close contact and never hit each other. Like, when Margo puts her hand in her face and she don't pop her ass, like, who does that? Like,
she can bite that motherfucker.
Why you ain't bit that bitch yet? Like,
because I'd have grabbed her hand and punched her with my other hand. But so,
exactly.
That part I understand that with you, like, okay, but you're too close. But to me, I don't like to watch them argue because I just feel like they're too close. I'd be like, ew, like, you know how you argue with your man, you'd be all up on him, like, nigga, what? Which, I don't do that. I've seen girls do that. Like, in the movies, you see them do that. But I'm saying, when you see TV, don't you see girls do that with their man? And it's like, y'all are friends. Why are y'all so close? Ew, back up.
Like
why
I'm
together.
I really don't.
Not that being gay is disgusting, which honestly it is, but you know, touche to your thing, ain't gonna do with that. But you know, I have gay friends, hey, and I tell them all the time, babe, you crazy. But anyway, still, that's just too close. It's too close.
Yeah.
And we know Arian's gay, so I don't know. Maybe they goofy though. I don't know.
Then young Jock. Well, you know what? It's not young Jock because the women allowed him to behave this way.
Hello, young Jock. I got a sugar mama, a baby mama letting me get it, a wife that ain't divorced me or put me on, made me pay her alimony. And I would be doing whatever I want him to.
Exactly.
That's baby mama old dumb ass gonna tell me something. What does she have that I don't? Money.
Right.
Let's not ignore the big ass, the glue that holds them together, the money. Girl, go sit down.
Look,
you know they're going to get him big.
You can talk about her all you want to, but that bitch got some money.
Okay. She taking real good cut of him. And then my thing is, if I was seeing her, I'd be like, look, honey, I wouldn't have recorded a goddamn thing. If you stay with her, then you won't continue to pay my child support. I'll go down.
Exactly.
We do whatever we want to on the side if I choose to, but I ain't going to stop that shit.
But she really, like, Cena really wants to be with Jock.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. She feels like that Miss Piggy broke up her home or whatever, but clearly you didn't have a home and somebody was not able to come and break it up. So
but
you should appreciate
Miss
Piggy.
Last season, Jock was with Carly.
Carly.
She on Carly with Miss Piggy. So when was he with Cena?
Exactly.
I'm confused about that. But
I'm totally confused.
Yeah, but my thing is, not only does Miss Piggy have money, she also is somebody that he actually likes. Well, I'm lying. I don't know that because money will make you act like you like somebody too and be sleeping on the couch.
Amen.
Go to her. I'm hurt about her and because he ain't really just been down and out on his own. He told Rashida to go say this, then the third. So then, like Rashida was like, "Oh, look at him. He ain't got up in bed. He just been sitting on the couch." That didn't really happen. So. I ain't going to say that he just
but what kills me is, like, they be having these confessions, like, they ain't going to
like, you ain't
going to
see it
together.
Later.
Like,
like, what do you tell me sitting next to your person, whoever you were talking about, and it's like, oh, for real? That's the real truth right there? Like, what do you do? I don't get it. Like, dumb. That diary is not really a diary. Everybody sees that. I don't know. They clip them.
I mean,
but,
Cena,
but you know what? You did go check on Cena. You did. A. B, the girl told you to sit out in the car. Your ass did not sit out in the car. You could have
sit out in
the car.
I didn't sit out in the motherfucking car neither. I don't blame him, but I would have loved to. I'd be like, bitch, fuck you.
Yeah, bitch, but that's you. But if he really, really wanted her, especially that check, he should have set his ass out in that car. She probably had a car, no. He should have sat in that motherfucker.
Bitch, I wanted a couple people I ain't going to sit in no car.
Hell no. I go home. I go to somebody's house. I might call you a couple times. I ain't sitting in the car. I'll call you so you can feel like, you know, there's something there and text you and stuff. Man, I ain't even going to call you. I'm going to text you because I'm not mushy. So I can think of some shit, conjure some shit in the text. But on the phone, you can go.
No, you ain't going to think of that. You're going to screenshot the conversation and send it to me so I can tell you what to
say. Oh, yeah.
And well, on that note, we're going to go on a music break. We'll be back.
I was trying to get it eyelids. I want them dead presidents. I want to pull up, head spit. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get tired. Full-time artist, ex-guard, he said grind harder, learn from every time you ever fail, if it never fail, just grind smarter, iron sharpened, you the dag on they hindquarters, and they all acting, rap game, I'm a pallbearer, kill me, get a call after, first look, it was all laughter, Kevin Gates, no small matter, made men believe when they didn't believe, dive in the crowd, no safety holders, got in the booth, no safety on it, aiming, I shoot for the stars, got the award, I ain't win no awards, only meaning one thing, don't get tired, I go hard. I was trying to get it eyelids. I want them dead presidents. I want to pull up, head spin. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get tired. We share a car, my hair never couldn't afford flights, no air travel. Still rice crisps like sand gravel. Walking testament of what can happen the moment you follow your heart. Love. Keeping the faith even when it get dark. They can give up as I tell them get lost. 6 years ago, I just purchased a farm. Most likely the one that you cannot afford. Right foot on the gas. Well, let's see, I can be accelerating. I'm doing the dance. Chick that I'm with, shawty be doing her shit. And it's okay to say that she bad. Look to the right and I give her a grade. I was trying to get it eyelids. I want them dead presidents. I want to pull up, head spin. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get tired.
Don't play with the hustle, you eat or you stuff. Don't mimic, pretend it's just be who you are. Ain't never changing like this from the start. Only meaning one thing, don't get tired, I go hard. Don't play with the hustle, you eat or you stuff. Don't mimic, pretend it's just be who you are.
Get it, get fly, I got six jobs, I don't get tired. I was trying to get it out of here. I want some dead presidents.
Around pushing niggas shot at me shit that you ain't bought. Shut the fuck up. Keep a super circle. Play with me and you get wet up. If you love your hood, throw your motherfucking set up. I'm on another level. Y'all niggas better catch up. I be going ham, so call me MC Hammer. Hide this nigga out. I'm on fire like a candle. Bitch, I'm from the hood, so I be on that street shit. Yeah, I'm fucking ready, nigga. Bow ENT, bitch. You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
Bitch, don't be surprised when I pop up where your house is.
Yeah.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
Bitch, don't be surprised when I pop up where your house
is.
I'm the sickest in the city, hands down. Y'all funny, that's why I be laughing at you clowns. Niggas say they fucking with me, bump that shit down. Whoever feel offended, nigga, we can catch a round. Nigga, we can catch a round. Nigga, that ain't nothing new to me. Ain't nothing between us, but space and opportunity. Shit real when it's beef, bitches gon' be you or me. I'ma get you first, cause I ain't tryna rest in peace. I heard a nigga looking for me, I been riding round. Hit him with the cake, make his body do the chopper style. You know what it is, I'm a fisher, bitch, I'm certified. Fucking with my money, nigga, it's gon' be a homicide. I'm a soldier, I ain't gotta wear no camouflage. I know you fakers, you can't even look me in my eyes. Some of my niggas let they hoes take them off they grind. Money over bitches, so that mean it ain't no stopping, man. Poke at you, let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
Bitch, don't be surprised when I pop up where your house is.
Yeah.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
Bitch, don't be surprised when I pop up where your house is.
Yeah. sitting on Miss Snicker.
And we're back. If I'm not mistaken, they said Miss Hershey ain't got nothing on Miss Snicker. Is that what that said? Did the song say Miss Hershey ain't got nothing on Miss Snicker? Or was I just hearing things? Because I think that song's about a candy bar. No, seriously. Man, you're not...
I was listening, sorry.
Can we get the name of that last song, please?
No, that song is about you, Angela, because you know how you look most recently, you know. That Angela tried to get thicker than the snicker, y'all. Angela, it's trying to get thick.
You are such a jerk off.
Amy, he tried it.
Yeah, I am pretty damn thick, though.
Yeah, you are.
Whoop. Anywho, we're back.
Hiya. Yes, we are, and yes, Lisa are. Are we still talking about gossip over there?
You said what gossip?
I said, are we still talking about gossip, or are we?
Yeah, we can go ahead and wrap up our gossip before we start on our topic.
Oh, I ain't.
It ain't really nothing coming on right now.
You know. I ain't watched
all. I'm really waiting on Hit the Floor to come back, like, for real.
Yeah, what prison was so long? We need to get that light together. We need to,
I know they started recording. They have started recording for season 3. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I'm excited.
Yeah. I bet you never forget that day you talked to him.
Fucking no. Yeah. Never. That's bad.
Oh, my Lord.
Forever.
Okay, so I guess that is it for the. Oh my, excuse me, y'all, I have to go on. I guess that's it for the gossip. These celebrities need to get their life together. We need somebody to talk about, okay? Everybody don't know our everyday people, so we can't talk about them. Anyway, at least you know we will talk about you. You want to continue to close your business? Okay, we'll be.
True. Thanks,
you know,
God.
What's the topic we're for? I know, right? Topic, ma'am?
Yes. We can talk about our topic now. Because somebody's clearly excited to talk about it.
Well, no, not at all. I was just saying, you know, that we were down with us, so we might as well dive on in unless we have something else.
Disgust.
I've been messing up my words all day. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, getting into our topic, relationships, what to and not to keep private, or what's private and what's public.
I am a very, would you like to go first?
No, go ahead, you got it. Take the floor. Spotlight's on you.
Relationship-wise, I am very, 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 not very, but very private. Unless I really, really know you. And how most people, like, pretty much share their whole relationship on social media, I don't do that. Some people think I'm single all the time, and 90% of the time I'm not. It's just that, you know, I have a thing, like, all those people, like, how you post your relationship on social media. Like, what if the shit don't work out? Then I got to post the next motherfucker that I'm dating. So, to eliminate all that, I don't post anybody. Because, you know, it's really not cute to have, you know, 17 MCMs in a year. You know, it's just not, you can't keep a man. Something's wrong with you. So, I try my best not to be one of those people that do that. I mean, your sex life, we don't want to talk about how you rolled your man's face last night. Because if he worked with me and then he just come talk to me, I'm going to be, like, looking at your ass on his face when he tells me about, you know, numbers or some shit. So that's inappropriate.
Yeah, because I know some people get up and be like, Daddy just wore it out tonight. You know, like, we don't really need to know about how Daddy just wore it out. I don't know. I think damn near everything should be private. Like, I don't feel like you should post enough to make people think y'all so happy, and I don't think you should post enough to make people feel like, you know, like, make feel people feel sorry for you or feel like you're in a bad relationship. Like, it ain't nobody's damn business but yours. As long as, you know, you happy in your relationship, then it's fine. I don't understand why people feel the need to explain or justify their relationships or relationships that they're in or have with whoever. I just feel like it's my own damn business, and if you can't accept that, then just too goddamn bad. But, yeah, that's my take on it.
That's your whole spiel.
So,
I feel like there's a lot in your 95% of your relationship needs to be private. If you get married, you want to post that little one little wedding picture of you and your husband, cool. Have a baby, you want to post your baby pictures, cool. We don't want to see your naked ass baby in a tub. Don't do that because you might get in trouble anyway. you know, like, I understand that Facebook and social media, like, people always say, well, don't, if you don't like what I post, then don't look at it. It says what's happening, what's on your mind. No, it says what's happening is what I thought it said. But to be, like, exact. But anyway, it's still, you shouldn't, I'm sorry, you just shouldn't talk about some things. If you went to the doctor's today, everyone does not need to know that your man gave you crabs and now you're going to kill him when he gets home. Like, who needs to know that? It's not our business. You, it's some girls, it's a girl that me answering, no. And she is one that's saying, oh, my baby, my best man, my ride or die, we're going to be here to the end, whoop, whoop, whoop. I love him on death. Next day, ooh, I can't wait to, I ain't going to say that because then they're going to be talking about them. But anyway, the next day, they might say, oh, F this nigga, I hate this nigga. Oh, this nigga cheating on me, and I don't need this nigga. Oh, people think you need them. This is not one post. These are many posts. When people think you need them, they try to do this and that. It's like, you don't have to do all that. All that is not necessary. It's not our business. What's going on with y'all, especially when that man, your man or woman, is going to change next month. Like Angela said, that is, you look like hot twat changing your mate that often. And for the people that, like she said, that makes it feel like happy pictures, quote unquote, and in real life, you ever seen a picture on social media where it has the man and the woman, I guess they're married, and has a picture of them smiling, but then the back of the picture, he's bending her wrist. Like, 9 times out of 10, that's how people's real life be. It's like, they don't even be happy, but they want to post it on the internet like they happy. Just because your nigga bought you a little bag don't make you happy. If he slapped you, then went and bought that bag, baby, that's not how it works. It don't work like that. You know, I mean, you know, if your man didn't punch you in the eye, he bring you a personal cake home. I mean, he tried to make up for it, but he shouldn't be slapping you. I'm sorry. So don't think that, oh, he's a good, oh, my husband's such a good guy. He bought me this. You ain't say nothing about getting punched in your nose last night, though, huh? Mm-hmm. But I don't post jack about my life. I mean, mine does say that I'm married, but I don't post, and I ain't posted recent life things in some years. So, just stop posting your whole life. We just don't care. And it can be private. I kind of feel like some people be posting, like, you know, we talk about the celebrities all the time. Like, all their relationship, this relationship, that. People want people to talk about them so they feel like they got something going on with their life. No, you're still irrelevant. We might just comment because the shit is annoying. It's not because you're just somebody important and somebody hating on you. No, boo. You fucking up yourself. We're not hating. You're just stupid. But. You know, some people are like, oh, motherfucker, that was in my page. What about what I'm doing? Stop hating on me. I'm hating because you should show me you had 3 men in 2 months. How am I hating because I told you don't post that because you had 3 men in 2 months? All right, number.
Not at all. I must say I have to agree with that one, and I will status today
kind of similar to what you're talking about. It's like, how do you just, people always like, I ain't worried about this or whatever, or I'm not fucked up about her, or he hating, so I ain't worried about, you know, but they write a whole passage talking about how they ain't worried about a situation. Like, you just wrote a whole passage. Like, a passage, bitch, you worried. You concerned.
You really worried about it.
You are very worried, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like you are hella concerned and worried about whatever it is you're talking about, because things that you don't care about, you truly don't care about them. Like, you don't respond to them. They don't rent space in your mind at all. So you to allow that to happen shows me that you're full of shit. And it also shows me that you care. So,
yeah, I think with that, I think, like, if you was, like, if you want to, like we talking about now, oh, well, people didn't stop posting it. Okay, cool. But if we were to go on Facebook and have this long, drawn-out shit about this topic right now, it would be like we care too much about what people are posting. So that's what, to listeners, that is what Angela is saying. Like, don't give me an essay about it that you could have got an A on in school. Like, if you did all that, you really do care. But if you want to be like, oh, this first thing, this and another, and leave it at that, okay, cool. But if you really have, like, passages, paragraphs, no, you need just about a sentence or two on your status. You don't need a whole, that's another thing. Facebook, people feel like they're supposed to write all this on their status.
Everybody's
no,
telling you on Facebook.
Like, we don't know about spell check.
I thought we were right on
grammar check.
Yeah,
because if you realize that when you type a word, it tells you what punctuation or what whatever mark you need to make, next, commas, semicolons, whatever you need to make, it's going to kind of be there at the bottom, just like your autocorrect going to be there at the bottom. You're not smart because you did that. You ain't making no errors. And then for the ones that are just making these blatantly dumbass errors, even on your text messages, that is annoying. I seen Tia had posted something about, I'm really tired of seeing these ignorant posts, like, there is autocorrect on your phone. Why don't you use it? Like, check your post before you put them up there. I totally agree. If you tell me something about some damn already and you say A-L-L space R-E-A-D-Y, I'm like, I think they were saying something else. I'm like, what are you even saying? I don't know. I don't even know what they were saying, because that is right. But I don't know what they were saying. I think they were saying all day. I don't know what the hell they were saying. Remember I started talking about that text? But anyway, yeah. Anyway, they're making me feel dumb right now. That's how dumb it was. Then they said something else that was just, like, incompletely wrong. You know, sometimes you can overlook, like, okay, maybe they just changed it. Because that is right. But anyway, maybe if you just changed it. I mean, not changed. You didn't change it, but autocorrect changed it. Okay, cool. But if everything you send me is wrong to the point where I'm like, wait a minute, let me get a dictionary. Wait, am I just dumb or is this nigga dumb to the motherfucker? You dumb to the motherfucker. That's annoying. I'm sorry. When you start making me feel dumb, that's a huge problem. Okay?
You feel like somebody dumb.
Yeah, don't you? You got to go and write stuff down like, okay, now hold on. Is that right? That don't look right.
But,
and look back and forth. Now, I got to do all that just to talk to you. I'm sorry. I know I'm not an English teacher. I don't even be checking your shit, but we just, come on now. We all got a little dumb in us, but not that much dumb. Everything will be wrong. But that's my spiel. I just look at that text and tell y'all what it really said, because that shit just really blew me.
Well, I don't say who said it. I don't understand, like, the whole, I just feel like social media has taken away the intimacy in a lot of relationships, in a lot of, like, yeah, pretty much. Because, like, I literally went to somebody's wedding via Facebook, okay? I'm one of those people, I don't believe that I should have, like, a party to spend all this money to impress my friends and family
about an event like a wedding per se. So people, I feel like, have these huge-ass weddings, invite all these people who they have no personal relationships with just, you know, so they can see what the hell is going on or try to impress somebody, which I think is extremely dumb. I feel like weddings should be intimate with the people who have some kind of connection with you and your significant other and share, like, the same love that y'all share. And for you to post all of that on social media, I kind of feel like the intimacy out of it. Like, why are all your wedding pictures here? Okay, I mean, I can see one nice little photo, but why is your whole damn wedding CD on Facebook? Why?
Yeah.
Tell me right now. Give me one good reason.
Like, yeah, yes.
Really, you should just invited us all if you didn't even want to. You know, you should have just invited everybody. This is really stupid. I don't really get that. I don't know. I'm tired of y'all and y'all shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nah, hold on, Angela. You don't be acting proud about McKinley Freeman now.
That's different. That's because this shit ain't
that is,
real.
That
okay?
is like.
As much as I love him, this shit ain't real.
Oh, hold on. Wait.
Yeah,
did Angela just say it was not? It's not real?
As much as I love him, I am no basic Mimi bitch, okay? I know better.
Yeah, Mimi.
All right. Well, I told him he told me to tell you that you were more important than you thought, but never mind.
Thank you.
Huh?
Tell him I love him.
Y'all
too. As soon as you book that flight, I will actually believe him.
The fact that she's so serious, that's what makes it even more funny. But, yeah, that's real. Real, real. You know what? I was going to piggyback off of what you said, but Teddy made me forget. We did. No, because I was checking, because I got thrown off on what I was saying, because I had to check about the little error that I had, the text message I got, and it was the all day and already. Motherfucker had errors twice, said all day, then went back and said all ready, and I'm like, you corrected it, but you still did it wrong. But anyway, Ansel, was you was talking about something? This nigga made me forget. Talking about Mr. Freeman.
Oh,
this man look weird. Anyway, I don't remember. Oh, yeah, so you were talking about them photos. That's not what I was talking about. Hell no, I don't know. I forgot. My bad. Oh, this I do remember. I like when, like you said, you put your whole damn, all them thousands of wedding photos on there, even the ones that the photographer didn't even put as far as your package because that one didn't look right. You still put the fucking picture up there. Anyway, we don't need to know your whole life. Give me something that when I see you, I'm like, oh, girl, how you been? What's been going on in your life? I don't want to say, girl, I seen you here, post such and such. Oh, we like,
yeah.
It's nothing to be excited, like class reunion. They're not fun if you tell me your whole life on Facebook. You go back to the reunions and say, oh, this is what I've been doing. This is my babies. This is that. Like, there's no need for a class reunion no more because of social media and people and their openness.
The openness.
They're too open and inviting. Come on into my life.
I mean, I understand that. That's the truth. I mean, I understand, you know, you want to post a family photo every once and again because you think your family cute and shit, but I don't want
to. But every outfit y'all got on, you don't need to do that.
Day. Like, I really don't need to see y'all every day, like, every week either. But, I mean, I don't care that y'all go to church every Sunday together. Like, after week 15, I kind of figure y'all go every Sunday together, you know?
No
so,
way. And then cheat on each other every Saturday, though. Well, I mean, on Sundays, I don't even go on social media that much because it just gets so holy. All these fake saints, like,
yes,
it's just ridiculous.
So
in church, whoop, Sunday, God bless everybody this morning. Really? You still hungover, really? Man,
oh,
it's crazy.
I notice when you go to church and you hug over, bruh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't people go to church and sleep? Why do niggas men go to church and sleep?
Why even
yeah,
go?
Look around the church and all the young men be asleep. Why even go? Then you wouldn't nudge them and say, wake up. Oh, I hear everything.
bruh, you know, you was sleeping harder than I don't know what. You need to stop playing. I bet you can't tell what the preacher said. Okay.
That's funny. Oh, my God.
I think my child is up. I'm about to begin.
But,
wait, it's my time to play. Don't lie that. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going to have to put y'all on mute.
Let's just
get back to the topic. Somebody about to get a whooping, y'all. But,
getting back on topic. Wait, well, Sandy, what is your take on social media and public information and private information?
Well, people know how I feel. Stop telling us all your business. It's a play. I mean, I hate that. Like, the only time I want to see play by play is when I watch the sports. I want to know everything that's going on in your relationship.
I thought you was
going to say me and Boo, from getting some ice cream. Me and Boo.
Speaking of me and Boo, we got a friend like that. Oh wait, no, you don't know her. I discussed it when we got on the phone. Anyway, go ahead, Sydney.
They just tell us by every last thing they got going on. Like, and I mean, really, we don't care. Or like when they sit there and they tell, oh, who is sleep? You know, they asleep right now. Who up? I'm bored. Let's talk to the numbers game. Okay, so thirsty much? You know, I think.
Let's see.
What the heck is the point in that crap? Well, my favorite will be the thought videos where this is happening a whole lot lately. Where there's an example. There's a guy playing on his video game, and his girl sitting in his lap, and she says, quit playing that game and come play with me," or whatever kind of crap like that. First of all, how did that end up on Facebook? How did that end up as a public video? That should have been dialogue between the two of y'all. That is the thirstiest shit ever. Like, I mean, like, what's the point of it? Your men, because one thing, it makes your man look bad because he's not paying attention. Second of all, it makes you look bad because it's like, okay, he's not paying attention, so I want y'all to see him not paying attention, and I want y'all to be like, damn, man. And all of a sudden, they get the thirsty comments. Girl, I put that video game down, and it was me. You know, all that stuff. It's like, I don't care. Drop the bullshit. Stop. Put down the phone. Put it down. We do not care. Some people do. Some people can't wait for you to put your business on Facebook so they can go be nosy. That's why when you go to my Facebook,
that's kind of me a little
bit. I don't
bit.
Care if I'm in a relationship or out of a relationship. That mug stays hidden. You'll never see a relationship status in there because if you ask me, I'm going to tell you. But you know what? These people don't care unless you got it up there.
True.
So, no, stop telling us your business. We do not care. We do not care that you and babe. And you know, especially, I can't stand it to that foot engaged on Facebook. And y'all start changing y'all. Because, Facebook got y'all. Y'all got Facebook all the way fucked up now. Because these people change their names. And you change their name because they in relationship all of a sudden. And they so, quote, unquote, in love. They changed their last name, but Facebook got the last laugh because when you try to change your name back, Facebook's going to say, okay, we need identification proving that you are the person you say you are is, and then your ass look dumb, and then you lock your account out for 30 days. Don't y'all feel fucking dumb now? Like, so, yes, stop being dumb. Stop it. Stop. Just be in love. Just go make love off Facebook. If you're booed asleep, take your ass to sleep too. Do something. LMS statuses. Y'all know y'all heard me say this on several episodes. I cannot stand on LMS statuses. Like my status if you awake. Like my status if you get money. Like my status if you single. Like my status if you about that life. Like my status of you aside. Like, I don't care. Stop. I don't care.
I'm laughing because I hate the damn that like my status is ill. Bitch, I ain't like you, the man said shit. That's
no,
funny.
There are two things that get you.
Like, real life.
There are two things that'll get you off my friends list. Fight videos. Well, there's a lot more, but two funny ones. Fight videos will get you off my friends list, and LMS status is going to get you off my friends list because that's the wackiest shit ever. Like, take the fucking like button away from these people. Please. They're miserable.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta agree with Fetty, guys. You're gonna have to do better with the foolishness on social media. And nobody wants to like your status. And if you're boo asleep, take your ass to sleep too. That shit right there is so classic. That shit is so classic.
This is
Facebook, Instagram,
not
blackpeopleheat.com, god dang. If you're Muslim, take your ass. Oh my god, that is funny. Okay, it might be a little more funny than me than it is to y'all, but that shit is hilarious. I got to find that. That shit is funny, for real, for real.
Yeah, y'all got me on my soapbox, man. I was holding it in. I was being good to stay in my corner, but y'all got me on my soapbox.
I mean, because it is getting to the point of it being outrageous, and I just feel like nothing is private anymore. Nothing's like, it just feels like so many relationships are fake. I don't know if they are, but it just feels like they are. Because now I feel like the stuff that people are doing in their relationship, they're doing it just so other people can see, you know, just to have a post. Like, do you really even like this motherfucker, or are you really just doing this shit so you have something to post on social media tomorrow? You know what I mean?
Right. And here's the thing. It's some girls, like, they my type, but that one little thing nags the hell out of me. On New Year's Eve, man, she was like, we weren't in a relationship, none of that. We were just hanging out. And she taking pictures all day long, tagging me on Facebook. Like, that's just not cool to me, man. Because I know how to like messy people around Fort Worth can't wait to see who Sunny Jake talking to. Or because they want to find out, people nosy about her.
They still tagged
her
on Facebook.
Look at your
mind.
No, I ain't gonna let you go
do
that business. But
you still got them tags on that bad boy. Check it out. No, they're not there. Mm-mm. Cause you know
now
I know. I'm gonna have to go check.
You gotta go deep in, I think. Oh, I just gotta remove the tag. I told her to quit tagging me. Hey, I got room, man. Hey.
You told her tagging you?
It's like, come on, you're overdoing it. Like, you tag it and you kind of doing it to where it's like, oh, like, I'm your trophy. I'm not your goddamn trophy, man. Like, first of all, we're not even talking like that. So, if you throw that out there like that,
yeah,
not a good look.
It's like, not a good look. Oh, my God.
That is
funny, y'all.
Like
in real life.
Hey, the only time I tag myself when I go to the gym, and I'm tagging myself to the freaking bicycle. Hey, I'm in the gym. Hashtag, I'm in the gym. Yeah, that's good as getting.
Dang. That's crazy. Okay, so tonight we learned that we feel like there should be some type of privacy in your relationships. Actually, majority of relationships should be private, in our opinion, as you can tell from the host of this show. I wonder if any of us are even single. I'm not going to admit to it or not. I'm just asking. I wonder if any of us are. You guys would never know.
That's completely random. But big shout out to Benzy. Oh my gosh, she about to be somebody. Why? Go girl. Go girl. Right, congratulations. Oh, if y'all see, y'all ain't seen all Benzy's relationship business about her wedding and her every damn planning and the color of her flowers and all the other extra shit. This motherfucker knows we got engaged last week. I can tell you, I know everything about her wedding. No, I'm motherfucker ready, okay? Like, damn. I don't even think I'm invited, but I feel like I'm there.
Yeah, you're touching it.
I feel like I was the first person she invited to the wedding before anybody else. Simply because she talks about her damn life all day long, like somebody gives a shit. But it happens to the best of us. Any closing statements, guys, before we go?
Keep it busy for yourself.
My closing statement is, end of the day, just sum this all up. I don't give a fuck. Like,
I don't fuck with you.
What?
Right, there
so
we go.
Somebody figured it out. Okay. Okay. So what happened
was? The only thing I care about is rolling through the six with my woes.
That's my damn. I ain't got no woes, but that's my shit.
What the hell is a woe?
Yeah. I don't know really sure. I think it's a friend. But woe sound better than friend. Like, hey friend, hey woe, hi.
I can't trust you.
I feel like friend better. Next time I see you, so I'm gonna be like,
but
hey
when you
woe,
say rolling, no. When you say hey friend, that sounds better. But when you say rolling with my woes, that sounds better than rolling with my friends.
Oh my god, I didn't say
hey,
rolling, did I?
No. You did. Rolling with the homie.
Rolling with the homie.
Yeah, I remember that.
From Clueless.
Don't play me. I said it wrong. Shit.
Yeah.
It's too late for that one.
Oh, my God. That is fun.
Well,
anyways, guys, it's been a great show. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and I am Model Angela.
Oh, yes. One more thing.
Let's hear it.
I will be in Houston. I will be in Houston sometime within the next month or two because I'll be doing this movie screening there. So I'll be interviewing the red carpet there, too. What's up?
It better not be the weekend of the 11th, because I'll be in Fort Worth.
The heck? See, what is this? Oh, my God, you suck. I know. I got to put Angela on blast. Speaking of private and public, I got to put Angela on blast in public. Angela, I think Angela's a figment of imagination, y'all. She always here, and every time I try to be with her, yeah, I'm over here. I'll be y'all. Angela's a ghost, man. She did not be in Fort Worth. I did not believe these book tickets she's trying to sell me.
I do. But I'm so boring. You're such a social butterfly. That's why.
Oh, my God. It's not too much to eat,
is it? Oh, God. That is funny. Guys, have a great night, okay? We'll talk to you guys same time, same place next week. Tuesday.
Yep, whoop to the whoop. Oh, yeah, well, I forgot. Y'all got to follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I think it's Houston_RiRi. If not, just tune in next week. I'll tell you again. It's the right stuff.
Hey.
Well,
bye-bye. All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I was running through the six with my woes. With my woman.